Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Something good going on in Georgia. Fulton County, the district attorney, the state district attorney, has now convened a grand jury to investigate what Trump did down there to try to overturn the certified results of the 2020 election. Remember, it was in Georgia. Brad Raffensperger was sitting there in Fulton County. He's the Secretary of State. I'm no fan of his. He's the one that's trying to voter suppress. He's the one that was part of trying to toss people off the rolls. He's the one that's behind some of the changes, legislation down there that's going to make it much more difficult to absentee vote and so forth. But that said, he did one good thing, and that is when Biden won Georgia, they ordered three recounts, one of them by hand. But when it came in and showed that Biden and each of them had beaten Trump by about 14,000 votes, he certified the vote. So did the Republican governor, Brian Kemp. And for that, they got mercilessly attacked by Trump. And Trump called Raffensperger, and it was taped. And he said, find me 11,780 votes. And if you don't, there's criminal consequences. That's an extortion call. That's a mob call. That's the kind of thing you get from organized crime. That's the kind of thing you'd get from a crooked politician in any city in the country. People wondered when the Justice Department is going to investigate prosecuting Trump for that. And possibly Lindsey Graham. Wormwood, crooked Lindsey Graham, also made a call down there, trying to help Trump. Grand jury's looking at it now. Department of Justice hasn't gotten around to it because Merrick Garland is being held up by Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Fortunately, Cotton can only do it for 30 hours. Merrick Garland will be confirmed, highly qualified, but it's not going to be immediate. But the DA down in Fulton County is terrific, and she's taking care of business. And so what you're going to have is she has the subpoena power. She may ask to speak to Trump. Trump does not, under the Fifth Amendment, have to speak to her. Trump's lawyer can go, he refuses to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate him. Or he can just say pound sand, which is probably what they'll do. If she subpoenas him for testimony to the grand jury, he can only get out of it by saying, Fifth Amendment, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. If the grand jury and the DA come back with an indictment, Trump will be criminally charged with extortion. Whatever other felonies it is under Georgia law. Trump is no longer president. He'll argue that, well, I did it when I was president, so therefore I am free. The U.S. Supreme Court's already looked at that. They said, you are not free from prosecution or suit for something you did as president after you leave the presidency. So stand by. The funny thing about all of this is that with all of the massive injury done, the insurrection on January 6th, where people were killed, police officer was killed, another was gouged out, stabbed with a pole, beaten over the head and brain damaged, woman trampled, woman shot. Despite all that, it'd be unbelievably ironic if the first major prosecution of Donald Trump were to be in Fulton County, Georgia, because he called up the Secretary of State and threatened him with criminal prosecution if he didn't forge 11,780 votes. But I'll tell you what, I don't know the DA down there, but I'm getting a lot of respect for her. I think that she has a lot of guts. And if that happens, and if the criminal charges are brought, first of all, Trump has to find lawyers. Most good lawyers won't represent him, even criminal lawyers, not because they care what he did, but because he won't pay him, he'll stiff him. He won't pay up front. He'll argue about the fee. And also because he won't cooperate with them. What do I mean by that? He's the client, but they're the experts. And it'd be sort of as if a guy is wheeled in for surgery with great surgeons and great anesthesiologists. And he goes, all right, this is the anesthesia I want. And you see my belly here and my leg. I want you to start there with this knife and do this and do that. There's no surgeon or anesthesiologist in the world who would treat a guy like that. But Trump's that way. Trump's able to say, yeah, I'll go into the grand jury and talk. I can charm them. I can charm birds out of a tree. I'm going to do this. This is going to be our defense. A lot of lawyers who are really experts will say, you know, reminds me of a sign I saw in a garage where I used to go in for oil changes. It said, oil change, you know, $20. If you watch, $50. And if you help, $100. In other words, the experts do it, not you. And Trump will stiff him and not pay him. And then he'll try to control everything that's done. Lawyers always tell the client what they recommend. And obviously it's up to the client, but a good client in most cases is going to go along with the advice. Trump won't. So he'll find somebody who wants a little fame and goose up his practice. And then he'll go in, they'll bring motions to try to get the judge to throw it out. The judge doesn't throw it out, and it'll be a state court judge. They'll try to go up to the Court of Appeals in the Supreme Court in Georgia, try to stay the proceedings. Most state Supreme Courts don't like guys that try to delay things for a long time on what's called interlocutory appeals. That's an appeal right in the middle of the whole procedure rather than just getting it done and then doing the appeals later. And he could go to trial. And it would be a tremendous irony if Trump went to his first trial in Fulton County, Georgia, and it looks like that might be the case because the DA down there has just convened a grand jury. Another thing Trump has just done is he viciously attacked the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal is his paper. They've been carrying water for him forever, no matter what he does. But finally, they had enough. They had enough with all this violence, the insurrection, lying about certification, because they represent the interests of big business, and big business does not like violence. You can't have capitalism with violence. You have communism with violence. You cannot have democracy with violence. And if you don't have democracy, you can't have capitalism. Wall Street Journal understands that. So it's time for the Republicans to move on, leave Donald Trump. He did some good things, some bad things, and he viciously unloads. He unloaded on Fox News, if they even question any crazy thing he says, like the election was a fraud. He turns around and massacres his own allies. It's a very foolish thing to do in politics. There's an old saying that you don't fight with somebody who buys paper by the ream and ink by the bushel. This is before online printing, but you know, you'd see the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel trucks and they'd have a huge thing of paper and a huge thing of ink. You don't fight. They can just continue to put out their view and it ain't good for you. But there he was. He turned on the Wall Street Journal, turned like a dog on them to bite them when they've been feeding him. They had been feeding him for 4 years. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.